Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We often talk about those moments in technology that fundamentally change everything. Not just an upgrade, but a real seismic shift.
Uh-huh.
And for personal computing, that pivotal moment was the graphical user interface.
Yeah.
You know, when Windows made MS-DOS us visually accessible.
That's such a great analogy. And what we are looking at today in this deep dive feels like that exact pivot point for the world of artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
We're cracking open this guide to OpenAI's new suite of no-code tools, Agent Builder, ChatKit, and Widgets. This really feels like the revolution that makes building complex operational AI agents accessible to everyone.
So our mission today is pretty simple. Give you the fastest shortcut to understanding and maybe building these sophisticated AI workflows without needing to touch complex code.
Yeah, we're diving into the three core pillars, breaking down a really fascinating multi-agent customer service example, and discussing why this launch is truly about democratizing, digital labor.
Let's unpack this.
Okay, so first up is Agent Builder. You can essentially forget complex code orchestration because this is designed to be the Canva for agents.
Canva for agents, I like.
It's a purely visual drag and drop interface.
Uh-huh.
Super intuitive.
It's like the visual map to your AI's brain then. Non-technical teams finally gain the ability to build and manage these sophisticated multi-agent workflows.
Exactly.
I'm pretty impressed by the visual node system they describe. Each node is an action, whether it's classification, logic branching, or data transformation. It seems to make these multi-step processes manageable.
And what's fascinating here is the underlying multi-agent orchestration. You aren't building one general brain. You're creating these parallel workflows.
Okay.
Think of it like assembling your own Avengers team, you know,
mm-hmm.
where each hero has a specific superpower dedicated to a single critical task.
That specialization sounds incredibly powerful, but to work reliably, they need great data, right? This must be why vector store integration is so crucial. For listeners maybe less familiar, can we define that quickly?
Absolutely. A vector store is essentially your highly optimized proprietary data library. Think of it like that.
Okay.
It's what keeps your agent grounded in only your company's facts and knowledge, preventing it from, you know, making things up, hallucinating.
Right, crucial for accuracy.
Essential, yeah.
That connection is key. But is managing these parallel agents really easier than managing complex code, or are we just shifting the complexity to a visual layer?
Hmm.
What stops these visual workflows from, say, running wild or becoming too expensive?
Ah, good question. That's where the built-in guardrails and the reasoning level control come in.
Oh,
the guardrails enforce safety and moderation right out of the box. But the reasoning level control,
yeah,
that fundamentally changes the economics of using these large language models.
Tell us more about that economic shift. That sounds important.
Well, it allows you to choose minimal, medium, or high reasoning based on the task complexity and, crucially, the cost. This means the AI is only accessing its full expensive brain power when the task demands deep analysis. You use a scalpel for small requests, save the sledgehammer for the complex stuff.
So it maintains safety and optimizes cost management.
Exactly. Built-in guardrails and reasoning level controls maintain safety and optimize cost management.
Okay, so we've built this sophisticated brain using Agent Builder. Now, historically, the headache, the real pain point, has been deployment, getting the agent out of the builder and into a live customer-facing environment. How does ChatKit solve that problem?
That's the beauty of ChatKit, is OpenAI's new SDK, or software development kit.
Right, an SDK.
Yeah.
And for anyone wondering, an SDK is simply a kit that packages your visual flow into a ready-to-deploy embedded tool, like a chatbot. Is that fair?
That's a perfect way to put it, yeah.
So the core advantage here seems to be zero developer dependency.
Huge advantage. Yeah.
This means non-technical teams can deploy and iterate on these chatbots instantly, like remodeling your own house without waiting for a contractor. Zero developer dependency, so I don't have to put in a Jira ticket that sits for 3 weeks just to change one greeting.
Precisely. You just paste the workflow ID in the API keys, and boom, changes you make in the Agent Builder reflect instantly in your deployed chatbots.
Wow.
It turns deployment into a simple configuration task. Really straightforward.
And then the interface itself gets a significant upgrade with widgets. This seems to move the conversational interface past just plain text.
Right. Widgets create these dynamic UI components directly within the chat conversation. It turns the agent interaction into more of a rich, interactive application.
So instead of a block of text saying, "Your order shipped on Tuesday," a customer sees maybe a nicely formatted widget showing delivery status, tracking info, product details.
Exactly. Much clearer, much more useful.
Yeah, that's much clearer.
And you create these rich experiences using simple natural language prompts. You literally prompt the system saying something like, "Create a table widget with three columns, title, date, status."
Just like that.
Just like that. The system automatically generates the necessary UI element. The technical barrier just, well, it kind of vanished.
Mm.
So does using ChatKit require waiting for engineers?
No. Zero developer dependency allows non-technical teams to deploy and iterate instantly. Okay, let's walk through the logic of a sophisticated yet easy to build customer service bot example they provided. This is where that multi-agent orchestration really shines, I think. You see the power of specialization.
Totally. So step one is always the classification agent. It's the frontline smart digital receptionist, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It analyzes the incoming message to figure out the user's core intent. Is this an existing customer with a support question, or maybe a new user and potential sales lead?
And the guide stresses that the precision required in that initial prompt detail is crucial. You have to include step-by-step reasoning and classification examples.
Absolutely.
For instance, the prompt needs to specify that mentioning my account signals an active account and likely a support need.
Mm-hmm. That classification accuracy drives the whole efficiency. Once the intent is classified, the logic branch, that's step two, it splits the workflow.
Okay.
Existing customers get routed to a specialized support agent, and new leads are sent off to a dedicated sales agent.
Now, for those of us who sometimes struggle with maintaining prompt consistency, what people often call prompt drift, how do we ensure these specialized agents maintain focus, that they don't try to handle tasks outside their lane? I'll admit, I still wrestle with prompt drift myself sometimes.
Yeah, it's a common challenge. But that's actually the core advantage of this architecture. You give each agent a single clean purpose.
Right.
So the specialized support agent, it's connected directly to the knowledge base, that vector store we talked about. Since it's mainly just fetching data, it uses minimal reasoning.
Ah, so it's cheaper and faster.
Exactly. Quick and accurate for troubleshooting.
Conversely, the sales agent is designed for lead capture collecting details like URL, traffic, email, but it also needs to provide maybe tailored recommendations, understand nuance.
Precisely. So it requires higher reasoning for those more nuanced sales interactions and maybe planned recommendations.
Okay.
The key takeaway is the specialization. Instead of one general chatbot trying to handle everything, probably poorly, you have focused agents that excel at their specific tasks.
Why is classification critical for efficiency in this setup then?
It ensures each specialized agent handles only the most capable and relevant customer interaction.
The profound implication here isn't just a new tool, it seems. It's the democratization of AI agent building.
Absolutely. That core insight holds true. The CLI, the command line interface, it's daunting for most people.
Yeah.
Computers didn't hit mainstream adoption until there was a graphical user interface on top. We are witnessing that exact GI moment for AI agent building right now.
This shift empowers non-developers directly. Product managers can rapidly iterate on customer workflows. Support teams can build their own specialized knowledge-based chatbots. Sales and marketing teams gain the ability to deploy qualification systems that run 24/7.
And it frees up developers to focus on the deeper core platform engineering. Big win.
Yeah.
When you compare it to traditional service tools, like, say, Intercom, Agent Builder offers total control, real ownership over the logic.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't beholden to a vendor's roadmap. And significantly, you potentially get massive cost savings because you pay only for the AI tokens used, not those fixed monthly subscriptions that scale relentlessly with features you might not even need.
It's like owning your car versus constantly taking a taxi service.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah. And compared to competitors, maybe like Claude's model control plane capabilities, while Claude might have an extensive directory for technical users right now, OpenAI seems laser focused on that accessibility layer.
That's the key difference, I think. You don't need command line knowledge to jump into Agent Builder, making it immediately useful to a much, much wider audience.
Right.
That accessibility is the game changer.
Whoa. Imagine scaling that sales agent architecture we talked about to handle, say, 1 billion lead qualification queries every year automatically.
A billion. that level of efficiency unlocked by a visual interface. That's the true industry shift we're talking about. So what is the biggest shift this launch causes in the broader industry?
It democratizes AI agent creation, moving development from the command line to a graphical interface. Sponsor.
Okay, so now that we kind of know what it is, let's look at this strategic approach, because it's not just about building something, right? It's about building the right thing.
Good point. The guide suggests starting by defining your use case very clearly. Target the most repetitive, time-consuming task your team handles, where automation gives you the fastest return on investment.
Yeah, nail that first. And you must rigorously map your data context. We still operate under the rule of, well, garbage in, garbage out.
Always.
You need focused vector stores, those specialized knowledge bases,
yeah,
with less but much more precise context. That leads to better performance and actually reduces costs.
So since we're striving for precision there, what are the common mistakes people make when initially feeding data into these specialized vector stores? How do we avoid overwhelming the agent?
The big mistake is usually volume over precision. People tend to just dump their entire corporate SharePoint, everything into the store.
Right, just throw it all in.
Yeah, and you just overwhelm the agent with irrelevant data. Instead, the focus should be on designing agent specialization carefully, use clear handoffs between the agent roles.
And matching the reasoning effort to the task complexity, like we discussed.
Exactly. Use minimal reasoning for a simple data collection or maybe templated responses. Reserve that high reasoning, the expensive stuff, for complex problem solving and deep analysis.
Start simple, test rigorously in the preview mode they offer, and integrate gradually seems to be the mantra.
Absolutely. And for the learner listening right now, a really great intermediate project idea they mentioned is the content analysis pipeline.
Okay.
It's a multi-step workflow, analyzing uploaded documents to extract key insights, and then generating a visual dashboard widget using those new widget capabilities. Kind of brings all three pillars together.
That sounds like a good practical exercise. So how do we avoid overwhelming the agent with excessive data, just to recap?
Focus on precision. Use specialized vector stores with only the essential context the agent needs. You know, this agent builder feels like more than just another automation tool. It really is a clear glimpse into an agent-centric computing future. The primary interface for complex digital workflows, I think, will soon be these intelligent, adaptive AI assistants, not rigid code.
It feels like that's where we're heading. And the key to success, it seems, is thinking like a trainer, really writing clear, specific prompts to guide your agent's behavior.
Yeah, that prompt engineering is still critical.
The question isn't if this transforms automation anymore, but maybe how quickly you listening will adapt to start building your own specialized digital workforce. The future of digital work feels absolutely agent-driven.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.